Welcome to Rowdy Osefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Rowdy Osefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, who wrote and directed the musical Sosua, Dare to Dance Together? We recently did a program about Sosua, the town in the Dominican Republic that accepted hundreds of Jewish refugees fleeing the Nazis during World War II. Their story's been used as the basis for a project in Washington Heights, a neighborhood in Manhattan with large Jewish and Dominican populations. Seeded by a UJA Federation grant, Sosua, Dare to Dance Together, was conceived by the YM and YWHA of Washington Heights and Inwood as an initiative to foster intergroup relations between the Jewish and Dominican populations in the community. In 2012, it won both the JCCA Zahav Award and the Prachin Foundation Student Winning Award. The project was also the basis of the documentary film Sosua, Make a Better World by directors Peter Miller and Renee Silverman, which includes a free curriculum guide for educators to use as a bridge-building resource in diverse communities across the country. The film has been broadcast on public television and screened at numerous film festivals from Jerusalem to Austin. Alejandra Hernandez, the Minister Counselor of the Embassy of the Dominican Republic in Spain, spoke with us about the Sosua project.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Washington Heights is a neighborhood in Upper Manhattan, New York City. Can you tell us a little bit about the neighborhood?
Well, for us, from the Dominican perspective, from the Dominican Republic perspective, it's a place where the largest Dominican community in New York lives. In general, the U.S. is obviously where the largest immigrant community of Dominicans lives. And Washington Heights is a place that we associate very much with that. But of course, and this is why we're here today, there's been a Jewish community there for an even longer time, because Dominicans started arriving in the 60s, 70s, 80s in New York and settled largely there.
Did both of these communities settle in the same area? Was there any kind of a physical division?
I think there are less, more than a physical division. There is certainly a cultural division, and there's been very little, and this is the reason for this project. There's been very little interaction between the two communities historically, and so that's why this project is very interesting.
We recently did a program about Sosua and about the history of Sosua and what happened there, so that we really don't have to get into. But can you tell us what the Sosua project is and who created it?
Right. So what happened was back in 2009, it started as a community project from the Y, the Washington Heights Youth Association. And Victoria Nesnansky was the creator of this idea. And she realized that she had these two communities living side by side, but with very little interaction. She knew the story of the settlement of Sosua and what had happened back in the 40s. It's a story that sadly not that many people know. It's becoming, you know, a little bit more, there's more historical interest in it. But she happened to know about it. And she took the kids to the Holocaust Museum and told them a little bit about the story. And she had this idea that she took to Liz Suarez, who's was a very kind of a recognized Broadway director. And she, together, they created this idea. And Liz was the one who actually developed the project itself, who wrote it and directed it ultimately.
So did the kids from both communities go to the Y? Is that how they had contact?
Well, they didn't have much contact, even though it was supposed to be a community center for everybody in the community. and they had different activities that were being taken advantage of by different kinds of kids, but they weren't really talking together. There was you know, you could say mistrust for no good reason, just very little reason or cause for interaction. And so these kids, she would never see them actually do anything together. And so the idea of the Sosua story brought to her this plan of doing this musical. And the musical was called Sosua Dare to Dance Together. And that's how this all started.
So tell us about the musical.
Well, she, with Liz, developed this idea of the musical where they would bring 10 children from each of the communities. In the end, the kids got really involved. They wrote some of the lines, they wrote some of the songs, and it was a really interesting collaborative project that happened over, I guess, almost over a year. Very early on, Victoria also had the idea to bring in some filmmakers to do a bit of a, you know, making of. And so, luckily, Renee Silverman and Peter Miller were involved from nearly day one, from when they were auditioning. And so they were able to capture this whole process on film, which is what Sosua Make a Better World ended up being, a documentary about the whole process.
So what is the story of the musical?
The idea of the musical is telling the original story of Sosua, but basically the focus is this community interaction and how you getting these kids to overcome this mistrust or this lack of knowledge or, you know, whatever you want to call it, and how these kids are very mistrustful at the beginning, the interaction between them, and them, I think, growing also as individuals. And some of them went on to become, to do careers in the arts. And so there's the growing awareness of young people and coming to the stage and all the growth that means for them. But certainly, more interestingly, and I think that's the main focus, is how this historical act that is about integration and people coming together, ultimately, because, I mean, a very important component of the original story is how these Jewish settlers had a tough time coming to the Dominican Republic, but had very much local support to be able to pull forward what did happen in the end, which was a successful settlement. And how this story then translates into this kind of very interesting community interaction where the kids overcome slowly. You know, I think that's the whole point of the documentary, overcome this lack of knowledge, you know, living across the street from each other, but never talking. Overcome this to create a successful project. I mean, the musical ended up running in, you know, several times over 4 years, and so it was a very successful project.
How old are the kids who participate?
Teens. I think they were different ages, mid to late teens.
And where has it been performed? You said several times. Where?
Yes, they took it to the UN.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, around Holocaust activities, they went and did a performance there, which was really moving. They also performed in front of Eric Schneiderman, who was the New York Attorney General at the time, who had Dominican people on his staff as well. So you see, it comes kind of full circle, where the involvement of Dominican people and Jewish people now in this instance in particular, you know, the youth of both communities talking to people in power. Of both communities at the same time, so that was a really interesting aspect of it. But it ran in several places, and of course, the documentary, when it finally got made in 2012, also was very well received.
Is the musical still being performed?
I don't know, to be honest. I've lost track of whether it's still running. It ran for at least 4 years after that, so until very recently. But I don't know if there are any plans to have another go, which would be interesting if it did.
Can you tell us more about the documentary, about how it was made and where it's been shown and the kind of reaction it's had?
Well, it definitely had a very positive reaction from both the Latino press and the Jewish press. I think people really grasped the essence of what it meant to have this historic linkage with what's going on right now with the issue that's you know, the intercultural dialogue is obviously something that concerns us all right now. And the documentary itself just really goes very, very well into the kind of how you have this making of but really looks at the kids and this, like I said earlier, how they're growing. And it, I mean, it takes some time. It's done over about 10 months. And it's very interesting to see Liz as a director, obviously, and how she, someone with a lot of experience on Broadway, and how she takes these kids through this journey. There's a lot of emphasis on treating them with respect, of treating them like as adults. In fact, they were given financial remuneration for their work. And so, you know, how treating these kids in their mid to late teens as real agents of this process, that is a very interesting part of the project. And it takes some time. And there definitely are, you know, issues between the kids. There would be between any 20 kids that you put together in a room, for sure. But also the intercultural aspect of it was something that was well, very well treated.
Can the documentary be seen? Is it available anywhere?
Well, they have a website, Sosua Make a Better World. I know that you can purchase copies on the website. There is also a very interesting aspect. They've developed a whole educational material around it too. So I think that you can, as well as purchasing it, you can download a teacher's guide and certainly sort of guidance material. So I mean, the idea is to use this didactically and to carry it forward, whether they show the musical or not, so that the video kind of remains as this link that can be used to teach the experience of what this community coming together meant.
Now, this project was really between teenagers. Has it at all affected relationships between the two communities as a whole in Washington Heights? Has it brought them together in any way, or do they have more contact than they did before?
I think there's a slowly evolving process in that direction, for sure. And like I said earlier, I mean, in local government and in different instances of government in New York, you definitely see a bigger range of interaction between the two communities.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us that we might have left out?
Watch the documentary, because it's a beautiful example of the work that was put in to really creating unity out of things that were just there. You know, these groups of people who just happened to pass each other on the street, but maybe never talked or never had any reason, and didn't really know that there was, this whole time, there was this link between them. There's the obvious link of their coexisting in the same neighborhood, which by itself didn't achieve anything. But when you bring in the historical aspect, it shows them that they have a lot in common from the past, and it allows them to build into something into the future. I mean, I think that message there is good for our lives in general.
Yeah, the whole idea of immigrants and accepting them and learning from them and cultural interchange, I think that's very important nowadays.
And this link was there all along, mm-hmm. and they weren't aware. And when these kids are suddenly made aware of these things that bind them, not only now, because there are plenty of things that bind us now, clearly, but the things that, you know, brought them together from the past in a very inspiring story, it shows us that maybe sometimes you just have to look just a tiny bit, and there's a lot there to find.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirod.com. See you next week.